Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman Team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman Team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. A lot of you, we've been kind of like off the air, exempted and pre-exempted and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully we can get back on a track where it's every Sunday. Are the Warriors, any more Warriors coming up?
Probably. I'm not sure, though. That was a special. I think they played that game a little early so they could get done in time to watch the football games. That's my theory.
Yeah, it probably is.
Although
yeah.
There were other NBA games against the football games, so maybe that's not a greatest theory, but that was my theory.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so we've been kind of cut out, and we apologize to our listeners, who I'm sure were just totally distraught that we went on the air. So Allison is not here today. She spent the week in Palm Springs, and she was actually working. She was at the California Association of Realtors director meetings. She is a director this year, which means that she's very attuned to what's going on with the, you know, politics of the real estate industry, as far as, you know, what things are looking at, what kind of bills that are coming up that we will probably go after and try to stop it. You know, people don't realize that there are so many point of sale bills that happen every year, that are brought up every year. And some are just, you know, absolutely a pain in the tush. Some are very specific towards one company and one legislature. Gee, imagine that. What we try to do is go through the ones that really make sense. We've not too many do make sense, because point of sale is more of a shotgun approach and doesn't really, you know, get to the heart of the issue. One instance we had was that they're thinking about doing sewer inspections. When you bought a property in Sonoma County, every homeowner or home seller would have to do a sewer line inspection, because they know there are certain areas in Sonoma County where the sewer line, or excuse me, in Santa Rosa, where the sewer lines are horrible. They're failing. There's all sorts of issues. But instead of going after those people, Joe, and say, okay, this neighborhood needs to have their sewer lines redone, they try to do a piecemeal thing. And so, like, last month we only had 228 sales. And if maybe, and that's in the entire county. So then you get into Santa Rosa, and how many sales did we have? And how many sales of those would have been in those areas where they needed actual to have the sewer lines checked? So that's point of sale. It doesn't work. So hopefully Allison will be monitoring those this year and can give us an update on it. So to get a hold of us here on the station, you can give me a call. This is like the old days, Joe, just you and me and two mics.
And we don't have any blowout college scores.
Any what?
Any blowout college football scores.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those college scores. And of course,
a blowout basketball game.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, geez, the Warriors last night. I mean,
that was pretty awesome.
That's pretty sad. I mean, you got to be pretty embarrassed. How can you be a major league basketball player and beat by 44 points?
I don't think that helped ABC ratings too much.
No. Well, if you're a Raider fan, I'm not a Raider fan. If you're a Warriors fan, it was probably very cool. But anyway, so give us a call if you want to, 636-1350. We haven't taken any of your questions for a long time because we've been exempted and off the air and all that kind of stuff. We had the flood thing. We were doing that one day. And
then you had to have Christmas off and New Year's off, so you taped the shows.
Well, we taped the shows, and January's did not get played. So it wasn't our fault. We just turned it on. It was this continual loop at the beginning. But that didn't happen. So give us a call, 636-1350. 1350. Joe is kind of rusty at answering phone calls, but he'll try to make an exemption for you. 636-1350. And you can always you can't check us out on Facebook because Allison's not here, and she knows how to set up the Facebook thing and all that good stuff. So we're back to basics, Joe, just like just regular old sound on the radio.
Old school.
Old school. Old school, yeah. So no Facebook, but you can always go like us at Facebook and check us out, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. Excuse me. But the also give us a call if you want to after the air. You know, right now we're really looking for listings and inventory because inventory is just down to nothing, you guys. You know, seeds and stems, so to speak. You know, I mean, it's the stuff that's out there has been around for a while. So we're looking for some new listings. We have some things coming up. I have some properties coming up, and they'll be available probably in the next week or two. But we need a lot more listings. So if you're thinking about selling – and, you know, a lot of people are thinking about selling this time of the year. We're gonna come back and talk about the $1 million report and some other things. And I'm going to show you what months most people put their houses on the market so you can start gearing up today to get your property ready. But so if you want us to come out and look at your property, which is the best bet to do, we met with a couple from Arinda last week and up in Healdsburg, and we're going through their property. They had a flood. Their driveway, Joe, went right down into their kitchen. It was just the way this thing was designed. Was not designed very well, but all the hardwood floors were warped. Thank God it was on a concrete slab. But so there's all sorts of issues affecting properties nowadays when people put them on the market. So if you want to have us come out and take a look at it, that's what we do. We come out and look at your property and say, nice property. No, we... No, we don't. We don't do that. We come out and we actually, you know, check it out and give you some great suggestions as to what you can do to make the property, you know, shine a lot better. The biggest thing we always run into is clutter. So, you know, if you're thinking about selling, just start getting rid of that stuff now. Start having your garage sales. You know, we had Denise, you know, Fry on here 2 weeks ago chatting about staging your home. And one thing she says is she needs the space. If you can deliver a vacant house to her and let her stage it, that's your best deal because she's going to make it look like $1 million and hopefully it'll sell for, you know, all of that. So, you know, just if you don't do anything else, then if anything, just start decluttering property, get rid of a lot of your stuff. So, let's see, what time? Okay, we're at 9:15. Okay, I'm just checking my clock. I haven't seen the clock in so long, Joe, I just don't know what it looks like.
Can you read it?
Huh?
Can you read it?
I actually can read it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's so funny because, you know, some kids can't even read clocks anymore. All they can read is digital clocks.
Yep, they don't have to. You're right.
Amazing. And nobody knows how to write cursive anymore either. Nobody writes longhand. I mean, I saw this check the other day from a buyer that it was like, how could, I mean, it was like embarrassing of the R was big and then it was small on the other side. I mean, it's just like really weird handwriting. So anyway, I digress.
Did it go through?
That's all we care about. Yeah. Is the signature okay? Does it go through? Anyway, so if you're thinking about selling your home and you want to have us come out and take a look at it, we do. It's a free service. It's one of the things that we really like to do is get out and look at your home and really give you tips as what you can do to make it look the best. Now, obviously, the big storms are done. Hopefully, they're done. I mean, I think they're supposed to be a little more wet next week, but not anything like we had before, which is very cool. Was the drought called off? Did Brown didn't do that yet, did he?
No, but I saw Matt
this week. 80% of the state is like... clear now?
Yeah, just the Los Angeles area still has.
Well, that's because it's a desert.
Yeah. they have issues, which means that since the Los Angeles area has issues.
Yeah, we have issues. Exactly. Yes, isn't that nice?
If it was San Francisco, who cares?
Really. Well, there's that whole thing about annexing, you know, or like getting out of the State of the Union because of Trump. Everybody wants to have California get out. And what's it called? It's called the... It's called a calyx, something like that. But people actually want to like succeed from the union, right? And my thing is that sure, but as long as it's like you know, like two states, you know, Southern California, let them go by, and we can charge all we want for the water that they need from us. You know, so.
Wow, I'll vote for you for governor.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. So what is the Northern California state? What was it going to be called? There's a name for it. Yeah, there's actually a name for the Northern California succession state or whatever it's going to be. Anyway, but so give us a call. We'll come out and see you at 799-3617. 799-3617. We're going to take a break, come back with the latest of interest rates. Rates are kicking up, you guys. So if you're looking at homes, even though we've had the loan amounts expanded, you know, but you got to be careful now because the rates are, interest rates are expanding. So we'll take a break, take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, 636-1350. Call the numbers. We'll be right back after these words.
I'm Laura Ingram, weekday mornings, 9 till noon on KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The sports fanatics are back. Overtime with Nick and Bob, Sundays 4 to 6 on KSRO 1350 and FM 103.5. Fan-driven and fan-supported, they've got opinions with conviction. Wrapping up a week's worth of sports, they'll give it to you straight with no chaser. Tune in Sundays from 4 to 6 for Overtime with Nick and Bob on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5 FM. And streaming live at KSRO.com, and we would normally be on Facebook right now, but we're not because Allison's not here.
Boy, do we need Allison. Well, and we found out the name of that.
Go ahead.
Jefferson.
Jefferson, that is the state. Matter of fact, if you go up north on the Highway 5 someplace, there's a thing that says that you're entering the state of Jefferson or something. So. Which is cool. It's a nice name. But Jefferson, I think, also had slaves too. So you never can tell. Who did in those days? Yeah. Well, there were people that didn't have any actually. Where were we going with this? Oh, so Jefferson is the name of the state. So you have an announcement you want to make?
Well, a little one that we just ran a clip for Overtime with Nick and Bob. It said it's on from 4 to 6. Actually, that's not true. Today is the last show from 3 to 5:30.
The last show ever?
Yeah, well, at least for the time being. it'll be at least a couple months if it is ever coming back. But this is going to be a big Super Bowl preview show. Ah. They're going to have a lot of people calling in, which is going to keep me busy. Yep. I'm going to be calling people. We're going to get Super Bowl predictions. It's 3 to 5:30 this afternoon, and that's right before the Warriors pregame show against Portland, which goes at 5:30.
There you go. Yeah, it's kind of a up-in-the-air thing. I mean, Brady is Brady, but geez, I mean, Atlanta looks so good.
Yeah, Atlanta looks better. I sort of keeping track of them towards the end of the season,
yeah.
And then actually seeing them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They look a lot better, but yeah, Brady's Brady, so is Belichick, and he's got two weeks to figure things out. So, and cheat any way he can. So
2 weeks? No, it's like next week.
Well, now it's a week, yeah. But I mean, it's been 2 weeks, so it should be a good game.
Yeah, he is one odd duck,
and they need a good game in the playoffs. They haven't had too many.
Yeah, he seems like somebody from New England who would be a football coach. If you hear his press conferences, it's like, no.
And it's amazing to me, we're almost talking 15 years since they won their first championship. That's a long time.
Well, that's right. We can go back to the Niners, too, Joe, if we really want to. So I remember my buddy Marty Beimer.
That was a long time ago.
My buddy Marty Beimer, he got rid of his tickets the year before they won the Super Bowl. He said he got tired of it. He got tired of the people down in Candlestick. He said, the heck with it. And he got rid of his season tickets the next year.
So we now know why.
Yes, Marty. It's the curse of Marty. Anyway, so let's talk some interest rates. Conforming rate has gone up. The conforming loan amount, which is good. A lot of people are actually looking to perhaps buy more home now because of that. But then you got to temper it with the interest rates. We have some clients who are desperately seeking a property in the country, perhaps, maybe on an acre. They love Mid-Century. We sold their home over in just off of Stony Point, and it was just a gorgeous, just the cutest little Mid-Century style layout, furnishings. This is really, really cool. So they would like to find something like that again. So if you have a Mid-Century or early 60s, this type of property, and if it has some acreage to it, let us know, because they are really needing to buy a property. And the nice thing about this, because since the conforming loan amounts went up, they can afford to buy a little more of a house. So it's up to about $750 right now. So if you have anything coming up, we saw one out in Sebastopol that was, it was kind of funny, because the agent said it was turnkey. It was a turnkey property. Joe, this is not a turnkey property. This is like 50s, 60s style stuff. We were going, okay, where does turnkey? I was thinking maybe he actually literally meant turnkey, you know, because maybe he's a very literal person. But as far as, you know, a turnkey property, what if I told you, Joe, this is a turnkey property, what would you think? Wouldn't you think it'd be like fixed up and new and all that kind of
stuff?
I'd
have to Google it.
God, I got to get somebody who knows about real estate.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now.
All right, good. All right, anyway, so it was kind of funny. But if you have any property of that nature and you're thinking about perhaps selling, give us a call. 636, you could call that number, but you would just get the station. 799-3617, 799-3617. So the rates, you know, we had that little conversion thing going on where the non-conforming rate is actually lower than the conforming rate. So right now the conforming rate for a 30-year fix is 4.375. This is as of Friday. An APR of just around 4.5. So the thing is that when you look at the non-conforming, which is over the stated loan amounts nowadays, it's 4.125. And that's because a lot of the banks just have so much money right now that they can afford to loan it out at cheaper rates than Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You saw that thing. I think you probably noticed maybe in the newspaper where the Trump administration, one of their first things they did is to knock down the credit. It was a reduction of the mutual mortgage insurance, which most people who have FHA have to pay. And it was going to save the average household about $500 a year. And the Trump organization knocked that down for whatever reason. They didn't really explain. They just knocked it down. So hopefully it'll come back. It was, you know, the biggest problem with FHA is the mutual mortgage insurance is so high. And it really, you know, is really a tough, tough, tough thing. And the reason a lot of that is because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac took some big hits and were bailed out by the government during the last debacle we had with the, you know, implosion of all the mortgage rates and mortgage loans. And so they were actually told to, you know, get more of a, oh, I'm drawing a blank on the word. What do you call it when you have a savings account? It's not a savings account, but a reserve. Excuse me, reserve. I know. You never would have got to that, huh, Joe?
And you're
looking
to
have me. Yeah, but. So,
I don't know what turnkey is.
Yeah, I know. There you go. But the whole thing about a reserve in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are designed to have more there just in case people do go belly up, that they have the wherewithal to make them right. So that we've seen a lot of that in the last 4 or 5 years where they have these really large reserves. And a lot of the folks thought in the Obama administration that, well, we have enough now. We can afford to maybe, kick down a little bit of money to the homeowner and save them about $500 a month. But it may come back or may not. We shall see. There was really no reason given as to why it was knocked down. So, but we shall see about that. But anyway, but rates are still looking really good, you guys. I mean, 4.375 is still great. A five-year ARM, which if you're thinking about maybe buying your in the area now, you're on the ladder of success, you're moving around, you have one job for 5 years and you move on to the next one. A 30-year, fixed, but with the 5-year ARM is 3.625, which is a terrific rate. And if you want to go with a 15-year fixed conforming, right now that's about 3.75. So remember, though, that when you do the 15-year, you're probably going to have your PI, your principal and interest, it's going to be probably about 25% higher than you would have on a normal 30-year fixed rate loan because of the quicker payoff. But it's really, really cool. I mean, you can do it if you do a 15-year loan and compare it to a 30-year, within 5 years, you're going to owe 85% on a 15-year loan, where you're going to owe about 97.8% with a 30-year fixed rate loan. So it really is a rapid, rapid payoff. And, you aging baby boomers, which remember that, resemble that remark. Yeah, both of us, right? And it's another thing we have in common, Joe. We're both aging baby boomers. So you could go ahead and get one of those and knock off your payments really, really fast. Or you could just convert. A lot of people will do this, but I used to have this great little book called The Penny Pincher. And it was kind of just a plan on how you could take your normal 30-year fixed payment and go ahead and just put another, $50 a month towards that, the principal, and how fast it would really add up. And it's a pretty tremendous thing. So you don't need to get yourself stuck into a 15-year mortgage because, guys, if you get a 15-year mortgage, you're going to have to make that 15-year mortgage payment. Whereas if you have a 30-year payment and you decide that you're going to work on it and knock it down, you can add any payment you want to towards that principal with the 30-year, okay, as long as it's the full amount you got to pay on the 30-year, but you could add to that, and it's a heck of a lot easier than being stuck into a 15-year loan. So you can talk to your lender about that, any of the lenders we work with here on the show. Eric Oquist at Wells Fargo, Philip P. now at Freedom Mortgage, and who will be on the show here shortly. We're trying to get his schedule worked out. And our friend Otto Kobler at Summit Savings. All these people can sit down with you and develop a plan, especially, Otto's got a great plan when you start talking about, okay, I'm going to go in and see if I qualify. If you got kids who want to buy property, say, look, go talk to Otto, because what Otto's going to do is if they don't qualify at the time when they sit down with Otto, then what Otto's going to do is say, look, guys, here's what happened, okay? Your FICO score for the lender. Now, remember, guys, there's FICO scores and then there's lender FICO scores. So the lender FICO score is a lot different than going out and getting a car, getting a washer and a dryer, this kind of thing. So when you get into the lending FICO scores, they're a lot different, and they will be dramatically different than your usual FICO score. So, but when you go into Otto, what he'll do is that if you do not, have a FICO score that's acceptable, he's going to say, look, okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do this, maybe knock some payments off here, add something there. And then that FICO score can be dramatically changed, okay? So that's a nice thing about going to lenders who really want you as a client and not just see you as something they can turn over really, really quick. Otto is one of those people that does that, okay? So that's a good thing to have. So give him a call if you wish to. I think his number is on our blog, the realestatehourblog.com, which I forgot to say, by the way. In effect, I'll give you all those numbers when we come back from our break at the bottom of the hour. So just remember that. And if you're going to be, you know, getting a new loan and buying a home for the first time, this is what you really need to look at. So we'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour right after these words.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are examples of continuing chaos at U.S. airports and of the Border Patrol not complying with the federal court order preventing immigrants and refugees from being sent back home under the administration immigration ban, according to immigration lawyer Marilena Incappi.
The government has now conceded that the scope of order is nationwide, but yet we continue seeing this blatant disregard for federal order and for the rule of law, and this is simply unacceptable.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on ABC's This Week.
If they're looking to tighten the vetting process, I mean, who would be against that? But I am opposed to religious tests. The courts are going to determine whether this is too broad.
The seven countries in the executive order were identified previously by Congress and the Obama administration as being the most watched in regard to harboring terrorists, says White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, adding that the order could be expanded to other nations. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.
Mostly sunny skies today at 61, 57 on the coast. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 34, 44 on the shores. Bit cloudy for Monday at 63, 59 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, partly sunny conditions at 59, 57 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5 FM, and also KSRO.com, and sometimes on Facebook. But Allison is not here today. She had a whirlwind week in Palm Springs last week, came home, didn't realize her car was still in the shop, and I don't check my text late at night. Sorry. I don't have any children, you know, trying to get a ride from me or hitting me up for money. So I don't really check that. So I, you know, after 9 o'clock, sorry, I'm going to bed.
The money thing's the reason.
Yes. Even that,
not to check.
Right. Yes. But so Allison was trying to get a hold of me saying, come get me, bring me to the show. And I didn't bother to check it until later on this morning. And I was already set in my way. So we'll have her next week. She will be back and give us an update on the California Association of Realtor meetings, which would be kind of fun. Also, we have, you know, we have a great half page in the Press Democrat today, and it's on page R10, all about the wants we have for our buyers. You know, we have plenty, believe me, there's plenty of buyers out there right now, folks, but very little inventory. We had our tour sheet last week. Every town in Sonoma County has what we call a broker tour, a marketing meeting, something like that. And we had a page and a half, which is nothing, of new listings. So we're way, way, way down in inventory. But that's kind of the nature of the market nowadays. I mean, this is the nature of the market of this time of the year always. So it's not like it's something totally unusual. If we had a lot of inventory right now, I would be surprised. So you're kind of right in there. And you know, look what's gone on. We have these storms. I mean, who's going to put their property on when it's like pouring, you know, cats and dogs, this kind of thing. So you can see Allison's got a buyer, and she's looking for an east side buyer. These are our folks that I think we're looking for about 650 up to 700,000. You know, we all have different, you know, variations of buyers throughout the county. So if you want to check that out in the Press Democrat today, you can. And it's kind of our have wants. We had a caller. You see, you can do that now because nobody's here.
Yeah. Well, you're too quick,
then. I'm too quick. Anyway, so sorry about that, folks. But we had a caller asking just what is a reverse mortgage. It's not my expertise. There's a few people that we recommend for reverse mortgages. The best gal we've used in the past, is Jill Grome, and I'm going to give you that number, because this gal called and wanted to find out just what it was. Basically, you know, you need to have equity. People think that you can do a reverse mortgage, but it's really best based on a lot of equity. And the great thing about it is that you can access your cash. You can get a monthly payment if you wish to, you know, and all the time, it's basically you're not paying anything back. So when you go to sell the property, it's usually upon your demise, or unless you do move and you got to pay it off. It's just like having a regular loan on your property, but that loan is actually being given to you in the way of payments or cash out, this type of thing. But I'm going to, if you would, the person who called, I'm going to give you Jill Grome's number. Her name, her last name is spelled G-R-O-M-M, and she's with Reverse Mortgage Lenders. Her number is 535-2926, 535-2926. Give her a call at work tomorrow, and she'll explain the whole process to you. She's a real nice gal. She'll come to your house, you know, kind of look at the house, talk to you about how much debt do you owe on the property. The less debt, the better you can do the reverse mortgage. But, you know, we've had so many people that have called on the show in the past. We had one gal who was actually in a rest home and was trying to get back to her home. She was an older woman, owned the house free and clear. We put a reverse mortgage on the property, and we worked with the senior helpers folks. Marilyn Barnes is an old friend and client of ours, and they actually got the woman out of the rest home into her home again because of this reverse mortgage. And the money was used to get a caregiver. It was used to make some modifications to the house itself so she could move in. So they're really good. We also had one gal who called up and said, you know, Mike, I want to go on a couple of cruises before I die. You know, and she owned her house free and clear. I said, ma'am, we can send you on a bunch of cruises. And she wanted to fix up a little bit of her house, put some new windows in. She lived in Kenwood. The house is worth like, you know, over $750,000. So that was like a slam dunk because it was owned free and clear. I forget how much she actually got, but she had plenty of money to take care of those issues. She has no payments. That's the nice thing about a reverse mortgage. No payments. And when she passes away, okay, and the family takes over the property, they have so many months in which to go ahead and sell that property to pay off that loan. So it's a really, really, really good vehicle for a lot of folks and for a lot of situations. So give Jill Grom a call. Once again, her number, I'm giving it advertising for Jill, but she's a great gal, 535-2926, 535-2926, that's 707. Okay, great. So hopefully that'll help that caller out. You can't be texting when I'm trying to cough, you know. Anyway, so let's chat about the market, okay? Right now we only have 470 active listings. And, you know, I did a kind of a fun thing, Joe. I went through the market within the entire county. So we have 470 active listings, right?
Now, when you say only, what is
relative? Okay, or, well, yeah. 5 years ago we had 1,800. Okay,
so 470
is a big only. Thank you very much for keeping me honest on that, because we have to provide context. And 478 squad. That's for the entire county. Remember, every city. Okay, and I mean in every area. Like if you look in the, let's see, I was just going through this, the northeast area of Santa Rosa. We have 67, and that's because the majority of the properties are over $1 million. Okay, so, but when you look at some of these other areas, Russian River only has 21 active listings right now. Now, the Russian River is what? Rionito, you know, Guerneville, Monterio. That's a pretty big area, pretty big vacation area.
It goes all the way to Hillsburg and Cloverdale, but you're just
not Russian River, not Russian River. Now, Russian
you're
River.
You're just talking about in the Guerneville area.
When we do our multiple listing service numbers are basically areas, the Russian River just starts like at Mirabel Park. It goes west. So it goes pretty much follows the river. So Hilton, you know, Forest Knolls, going that whole area down there. So Rito, Monterio, Guerneville, this kind of thing. But not very many listings. Only 21 listings right now in that. But Sebastopol, the city and area of Sebastopol, which is a pretty big area, 26 listings. That ain't much, Joe. And then when you look at those.
So you're going to tell us why there isn't much?
Well, I'm working towards that, Joe. Okay. I'm working towards that. I'm a coming, a little slow, but like Pengrove, they got 6 listings in Pengrove. But the town of Sonoma, now this is really interesting. 61 active listings in the town of Sonoma. And you say, well, that's quite a bit, right, Mike? Well, there's right now there's, well, I count real quick here.
Good radio here.
Think of something, Joe. So half of those properties are over $1 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So of those 61 listings, all right, so we were talking about affordability, about, you know, getting into affordable housing. So half of those are over $1 million. All right. So there's only 30 properties under $1 million, and they're ain't much like under, you know, 650. So you can see how these things go, and that's it's pretty skinny. The northwest area of Santa Rosa, 24. So pretty tiny. If you're looking for a property and it's a certain price point, you know, like Windsor, 19 properties in Windsor. That's it. 19 properties in Windsor, guys. That ain't much. Divide the house, you know, the town in two, that's 10 on each side, right? That's not much. And then you say, well, I want a specific price point, right? Say I want between $550,000 and $600,000. It's only two houses. So it's not like you're going to be out and looking at properties all day long, right? You can spend about a half an hour looking at all the available properties probably in your price point. So that's what we're dealing with as far as lack of inventory. When you hear people say there ain't much on the market, that's it. There's not much on the market. There's not much to choose from. There's not any affordable, really, housing that's out there right now. Now, the latest kicker they've had in the with the county is that they came along and now they're going to have this special kind of ordinance. If you saw this in a newspaper last week, but they're talking about they're going to have junior units. All right. And these are basically for people that have, say, a house and they have a smaller unit, and the units are going to be like something like 500 square feet. Then they do talk about adding granny units, which are bigger. But the majority of these are going to be like about 500 square feet. They're called junior housing, and they're there to allow, you know, hopefully bring more rentals to the marketplace. Because, say, and a lot of people have, they have a garage with a unit in the back, or they have a garage with a large room in the back, or they have, you know, maybe a big garage, and they want to convert that, right? And they're allowed to do it as per their zoning. Then they can rent that out, okay? Not as a vacation rental, but it has to be 30 days plus, okay? Which is going to be a regular rental. Now that's something we really, really need in Sonoma County, you know. But so these units, and also they're talking about, instead of 2 acres for the minimum grand unit size, they're actually talking about dropping it down to an acre and a half, but that's only for a one-bedroom unit. So they are being a little more flexible. Now, you know, the rubber meets the road, though. That's what always happens when you get to the county. So you go to the county, and you say, look, look what the press says I can do this. They go, well, do you have a all this kind of stuff. So you got to be careful with that. I mean, we recommend a really good consultant, and we've referred Tom Havstead before as a permit consultant. If you're thinking about doing one of these units, okay, it's perhaps, you know, wouldn't hurt to, you know, have Tom come over, take a look at your property, have him do some pre-scouting for you, and then you'll know what you can do before you start spending the money on plans and all this kind of stuff, okay? And we'll come back. We'll give Tom's address also, or excuse me, Tom's phone number. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. I'm solo today, like the old days, and in studio with Mr. Pasquini. And once again, the last show today for
Overtime with Nick and Bob, 3 to 5:30. He's advertising something special, a lot of Super Bowl picks and other good stuff.
And what time is that again?
3 to 5:30.
3 to 5:30. Okay, we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, right back after these words.
Golden State Warriors basketball on KSRO 1350 and FM 103.5 is brought to you by Hansel BMW.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California, 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The sports fanatics are back. Overtime with Nick and Bob, Sundays 4 to 6 on KSRO 1350 and FM 103.5. Fan-driven and fan-supported, they've got opinions with conviction. Wrapping up a week's worth of sports, they'll give it to you straight with no chaser. Tune in Sundays from 4 to 6 for Overtime with Nick and Bob on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour. I want to give you Tom Havstead's number in case you may wish to take advantage of this junior unit, they're calling it. And this is in the Press Democrat. And what date was it? I think it was Thursday, but they're talking about not only these junior units, but also just regular, you know, granny units, and maybe perhaps freeing up, the actual, building of these units. There's, like I said, they were talking about lowering. Normally, it's 2 acres to have a granny unit. But this article quotes some of the ordinance also allows accessory units on a minimum of 1.5 acres of septic connected land, so long as such units only have one bedroom and do not exceed 640 square feet in size. And the property is connected to public water, community water system, or a drinkable source like a well. So they are making a little more leeway because of this critical rental housing issue we have. So if you've got a property in the country, guys, and you've been wanting to, legitimize a unit for yourself, I mean, you could argue that you could live in that other grand unit and maybe rent out your home. Say you have like a 2,500 square foot house and you don't need that room anymore. And you don't really, the acreage is maybe too much for you. But if you add a grand unit onto it and you have the acreage to do that, live in the grand unit and you could, with the rental market as today, guys, you could rent your house out on some acreage for just a ton of money. So, when you look at extra income you could be having coming into your property, it's a really good source for folks that wish to stay in their homes, but, don't need all the square footage. You could build a single level grand unit, 1,640 square feet. And, it could be really nicely private on your property. You don't necessarily need to tell them that you're the owner. They could just, you could run it through a P.O. box or something so they could just leave you alone. So it'd be a great source of income for you. So if you're thinking about doing that or thinking about, doing one of these junior units, check out the Press Democrat. Give Tom Hasted a call, and his number is 695-0857, 695-0857. And just tell him you heard on the Real Estate Hour, and he can steer you clear and kind of get you around the pitfalls of doing one of these extra units. So give Tom a call. Okay. So the nice thing about these units is that now you can't do a grand unit, guys. If you're going to be using one of these units, you're going to have to be careful that you don't rent it for less than 30 days. That's going to be the kicker. They're not going to allow you to put these units on your property and then make a VRBO out of it. Okay, I don't know why they want it, but the idea here is to give the county more affordable long-term housing. And, VRBOs are okay, but if you're trying to increase the rental stock, that's not going to be the way to do it. So you just need to be careful that you don't start converting these into a vacation rental, because they'll come and track you down and find you something. But just be careful of that, because that's one of the caveats. So check it out in the Press Democrat. The good thing about this is the junior unit, which is can be a lot smaller than normal. It would make a great little single family, single person kind of unit. And can really, allow you to stay on your property. So check that out. Okay, so where are we, Joe?
Sitting here.
We're going to sit here on the park bench. That's I think that's Ellis. So, I was running the properties for the $1 million marketplace. And, you got to realize that Sonoma County is really a destination area. We've talked about this many times before. We have people that maybe this could be their fifth or sixth home, and people just can't get their head around that. But we have a lot of wealth in this county. If you talk to any upscale contractors and talk to them about the bid process and how people buy homes, my brother Pat is a really well-known hardwood floor guy and does beautiful work. And, it's sometimes money is just not the object. And that's kind of the essence of the upper scale market. When you look at what's going on in the marketplace there, people always ask us, when is the best time to put your home on the market if you're going to be selling in that price strata? And, if you go through the last year, and I'm going to be putting together a newsletter on the $1 million plus market. But you can see, when the new properties hit the market, and they usually are in April, May, and June. So that's usually when the, you know, the time that most people are here. If you look at the for sale properties by month, you know, they really take off in May, you know, April, May, and then they shoot up all the way to October because, you know, this is a county where all year long, you know, it's just pretty spectacular, especially in the fall. People just love to be here during the fall. So if you're thinking about selling, okay, and you're $1 million-plus market, this is a darn good time to sell because this is a very robust market. And when you look at the month supply of inventory, it's down 36%, okay, over last year at this time. It's dropped from 7.7 months to 5 months. So that's a tremendous drop. And then when you look at the average days in the market, okay, that's down 26% from 156 days to 115 days. So the nice thing about being in that price point is that there seems to be, number one, you know, got a, you're not an interest, you know, affected kind of marketplace where like first time home buyer price points, they're really affected by interest rates. This price point, a lot of this is cash anyway. You know, cash is still about 28% of the total marketplace in Sonoma County. So the nice thing about the $1 million price point is that, you know, the it goes on kind of much throughout the year, but especially as you can tell that third quarter, it just starts taking off because people just really, really want to be in Sonoma County. When you look at the for sale properties, you know, they're not the big numbers we have with the total single family market, but they're still around the upper 300, 400 through April, you know, through almost November. So you can see there's a tremendous lot of activity. Yeah, new properties by month, I mean, they really start taking off in April. So if you would be thinking about selling your home, you may want to start talking to people now about, you know, staging, especially, you know, this is a great time to be talking to our friend Denise Fry, especially if you're in that price point of $1 million-plus properties, because that's where it makes a huge, huge difference. And a lot of that is because a lot of people don't live in a lot of these homes. These are summer homes. They may be there for 3 or 4 months out of the year. So you really need to get Denise in there because not only will she take care of what it looks like when people walk in, but what it smells like, how, you know, how cold it is, how hot it is. I mean, the worst thing you can do is walk into a $2 million property and it stinks like mold because it has been occupied in like 9 months. So the nice thing about having Denise help you is that she can go through there and, you know, really add those benefits for your staging. Her furniture is great. She's got great taste. But you know, when you walk in here, like we talked about on the air, you got to have it, what'd she say? I think 65, 70 degrees. You don't want to have that long time kind of empty house smell. You know what that smells like, Joe? Yeah, you don't want to have that. It's not a good deal when you're doing about a $2 million property to walk into that. But she can really help you out with that. So give Denise a call. And that is, let's see, I think I'm drawing a blank now. Denise Fry, make your house a home. Make your house a home. She'll kill me for that. But it's also on the blog. If you go to the Real Estate Hour blog, you can search, and she's on there. And with her, all of our contact information. And you can also get a hold of Allison after the show if you have any questions about having us come to. Sorry?
You want a phone number?
Sure, you got it?
Yes. Make your house a home, 575-8413. That's 707-575-8413.
There you go.
At least that's what it says when I Googled it.
And that's probably it. Yeah. So, but give her a call for sure because she can help you out with that. So next week we're going to come back and we will have Allison back and she will tell us what was going on at California Association of Realtors, what they're monitoring. Like I said, we always monitor point of sales for you folks and make sure that you're not being stuck with some onerous taxes or this type of thing. So she'll be back next week and we'll talk about that. If you're thinking about buying or selling any property, give us a call. We'd be glad to help you out. We were two hardworking realtors. I've been doing this since 1978 here exclusively in Sonoma County. Give us Allison a call, 799-3617. I'm Mike Kelly, and we'll see you next week on the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Then listen to the Kelly Norman Team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSIRO.